We're 20 full yards down on target, and Mr. Smeaton will be here on Friday. He's expecting this lock to be finished.
Oh, wait up, Gov. Can't go any faster.
Can't go any faster? You could, if you hadn't drunk a gallon of ale at the Shearer's Inn last night.
Gov, he needs his rest. Best sod cutter west of Liverpool.
I am? Yes, I am.
If you paid us in guineas and not pennies, we'd go faster.
Because I'm the best sod cutter west of Liverpool, remember?
Hey, up. The Irish Sea's west of Liverpool. You're lucky I'm not paying you in buttons.
Oh, Gov, Gov, these tools are worn out. Look at me Lord Lovell here. Busted.
You what?
Me Lord Lovell. Me shovel. Didn't your mother teach you anything?
How do you expect us to do 20 tons a day with these?
One more word from you, and I'll dock you a morning's wage.
You can't do that.
I can, and I will. You did half a day's work yesterday, you lazy galumpus. Too much pig's ear and whiskey.
Nothing wrong with beer and a glass of Charlie Frisky's, the lads. Hey!
I'm telling you now, when Mr. James Smeaton gets here on Friday and this ain't finished, you won't have a job to complain about.
What say we do a deal?
What sort of deal?
Well, you want to put these lock gates 50 yards down there through Rockfield?
Yes.
Well, fold your plan in half. Now, we only have 12 yards to do.
Yes, and when Mr. Smeaton comes on Friday, he'll sack his foreman for putting it in the wrong place.
It'll be too late by then.
Lock gates will be cut, set, finished before anyone notices.
Just get on with it and we'll all keep our jobs and Mr. Smeaton will get his canal.
Yeah, worth a try, lads.
God loves a tryer, even if foreman couldn't care less.
5 more yards before any of you knock off. And I'm telling them down at Shearer's Inn, they're not to serve any of you till Friday.
You can't do that.
That's not fair.